Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to tell you a rumor that is circulating in the NFL, and it's something I think would be a good idea. The rumor originally circulated by a high-up member of one of the teams is this. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play for Green Bay anymore. He's a lot of drama. This guy proposed Russell Wilson in Seattle is having some issues with his people. And the proposal is swap Aaron Rodgers for Russell Wilson. Swap him. And I like that. Aaron Rodgers is 37 years old. Russell Wilson's 32 years old. We get five extra years. Russell Wilson's a hell of a quarterback. So's Aaron Rodgers. I like them both. But Aaron Rodgers can't keep hinting and sniffing like he is, saying that he wants Brian Gutekunst fired. Come on. Give me a break. That's what I think we should do. We're going to the lines. Chris of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Chris?
Hi. Well, can I get back to a different subject you were talking about?
Which was that, Chris?
I'd rather go back to what you were talking about. I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan, but I wanted to call and talk about when you were talking about the programs that, Boss is not accepting the money from
The
federal government.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I used to work for a company that was the fiscal agent for the state of Wisconsin. We used to take care of the state's Medicaid system. And when we would get projects, there were two projects that, I can actually say that we had that we got funding from the federal government for. One was the Wisconsin Immunization Registry, and the other one was called the HMO Encounter Project, which is where we brought in all the HMOs from the state of Wisconsin to work with the Medicaid system. These were both demonstration projects, and the state of Wisconsin got over 90% funding for both of them from the federal government. These were both seen as feathers in the cap for the state of Wisconsin. Everybody celebrated them, whether they were Republican, whether they were Democrat, whether they were independent. These brought jobs to the state. They brought revenue to the state. They brought benefits to the state for the citizens, and they looked good for the politicians because they bought services to the state, they bought jobs to the state, they bought money to the state. If Robin Voss is telling people anything different, he's lying to you. So I just think people need to understand that. I worked for this company under both a Republican and a Democratic administration, and under both of them, these kind of wins were wins. They were never considered losses. When you get money back from the federal government for programs in your state, it's a win. When you get money for your citizens for benefits, it's a win. Robin Voss is doing the state a huge disservice, and we need to get him out of office.
Well, you are, you know something? I hope you run for the legislature. That was the best statement I have heard of the history of this, and also, frankly, also the benefits to the state, because as you say, the money circulates. And, you know, economists will say that it'll circulate three times because the money gets paid. People that get it for goods and services then have to pay income tax. Then they go out and buy clothes and cars and food, and it circulates at least three times. So we're giving up $1.6 billion for Medicaid expansion and another $1.6 billion historically going back to 2014 for what they've been doing up till now. And in future incentives under the COVID Relief Act, $3.2 billion. You multiply that three times in a state like Wisconsin, what an impact that would have. Chris, I can't thank you enough for that very articulate statement of what's at stake. Voss is lying, and he's deliberately hurting the state just to make it look bad for the Democrats. Very stupid. Very, very stupid. Going back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Boy, I'd like to say that one more time what that lady just said about Robin Voss. You know, between Robin Voss and Scott Walker, if and I've kind of got a number in the back of my head, they cost the state billions. That's with a B, billions. Can we afford these Republicans that cost our state way too much? You know, they had a great ad campaign about showing off Russian Ron and all of his stuff. We need that on Voss. I really would like to marketing campaign on Voss, what he and Walker have cost our state in funds. I'll say it one last time. Part of my family funded the train, that test train back there, that was a number of years ago, 30 years ago maybe, that ran from Milwaukee to Madison. They wanted to get some feedback. I rode on that train, and it was phenomenal. And if we had a train that could stop in a Walmart, man, I'd be in Madison a lot. I'd be in Milwaukee a lot. Yeah, and I'm retired, but just to enjoy, you know, the different communities. These people cost us way too much. We can't afford them. They're always talking about budgets and everything else. We can't afford these guys. And Robin Voss thinks we're ignorant enough to accept this BS he's peddling. We're not that ignorant, Robin. You sell it to somebody else because, again, just like Louis, he's smoking the wrong end of the pipe. So thanks for that. Thanks for your time and have a great day.
Smoking the wrong end of the pipe. That's really good. 100%. You and Chris, what you both said is 100%. Here, let me put it to you this way. And this is something I think that'll have fairly wide resonance. The Republican Party is mishandling money. They're mishandling our money. They're doing things that are requiring us to pay more state taxes when we didn't have to pay it. And for instance, they're giving up federal money under the pretense that somehow they're conservatives or that it stimulates welfare. But, you know, immunization programs, health care, that's not welfare. I mean, frankly, healthy people, that's something you have a body, you need health care, but more importantly, immunization and so forth. I mean, do you want a lot of unhealthy people walking around who haven't been immunized or vaccinated? Are you kidding me? You know what the repercussions for you for that is and your family. So when you talk too about the train bill, all right, in the train, Doyle had negotiated that we were going to get about $1 billion for the construction of a train, a very good high-speed train, Chicago to Milwaukee, Milwaukee to Madison, Madison to Eau Claire, Eau Claire to Minneapolis. And in between, sure, they'd stop in Oconomowoc, you know, they'll stop a few places. It would have created, first of all, 4,000 very high-paying jobs, union jobs. A lot of the construction done at 35th and Capitol in Milwaukee, the old Tower Automotive A.O. Smith plant, would have employed 4,000 people at high wages for a while. And then the rest of it is, when you have transportation, you stimulate business growth. The reason why St. Louis grew the way it did in the 19th century is that was the jumping off point for the West, for stagecoaches, railroads. It was a big deal. And so the fact is, we would have benefited immensely from taking federal money. The $1 billion wasn't our money. Well, it was our federal tax dollars, but we would have spent it here in Wisconsin. Walker and the Republicans, Voss said, no, we're conservatives, put it towards the deficit. They're lying, they don't care about the deficit. The deficit is over $20 trillion right now. It went to Minnesota and California, went to somewhere else. We turned it down. We're rubes. They were very stupid. So what they're doing is they turn around billions of dollars. That billion, the original one point in those days, $4 billion in Medicare money, a little under, now $1.6 billion. If you add in what they've turned down already, plus some incentives under the COVID relief bill, it's $3.2 billion with a B. That circulates at least three times through the economy. Basic economic theory. You spend $3 billion, the people that got it have to pay taxes on it. You get some of that back, and then they spend it again. Taxes, and they spend it again. Coming to the end of the show. Great calls. Thank you. Great show. I can't go through the whole lineup. There's so much stuff. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, my man Pizza Box Mike on Saturdays, thinking outside the pizza box. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. Got to listen to him. Matt Flynn Direct is back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.